If we want to just live like humans, I mean, you don't go out. You can't go out. I mean, we weren't even at a fancy place. That was a fucking normal place. Like, I mean, it was a little bit more than, you know, I don't
know,
sushi and shit.
Yeah, there's no way I would go, like, I would tell people this is fancy. You know, it's
no, it's not.
You walk
fancy.
In wearing whatever you want to wear, and I mean, it's not. But it's
right.
It's not a chain either. That's the key: is go to a place that's not a chain.
Go to a place that's not a chain. If you're in the city, yeah, go out there. It's like when Michael Scott goes to New York, and he's like, "I'm gonna get a real New York slice," and he goes to Sbarro.
Right.
You know, don't go to Sbarro. Obviously, I mean, it's a joke. But yeah, you can go out to the city and spend $150 on a dinner. Sure. You want a nice little dinner? You'll have the best dinner of your life. Go to fucking the French Laundry up in Napa. It's $500 a head. Mm. You fucking jag off. Nobody's going there unless it's like some kind of thing. But Keller, what's his name? Michael Keller or something. He's the real deal. But so. I go to a sushi place, spend $50-$60, mostly on tequila shots, and then some shitty sushi. So-so sushi, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And call it a day. You can only do that once in a while. You do that all the time, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, it's better than anything Duba's ever eaten in his goddamn life. Duba's eating fucking roadkill. That motherfucker will go to a restaurant. He's been to Arby's 3 times this week. What do you have for lunch today? Except for a fucking not your wife's vagina.
Jesus.
God damn. Saturday, March 24th, 2018. It's 10:08 p.m. This is show number 428. This is the Vent Chat Show.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Turnat. With me, as usual, this host farts placebos. It's Esta.
Hello, everybody.
This, also with me, this host has only had placebo sex. It's Fen.
That's not true.
Huh? No!
How would I know, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Maybe we all have only had placebo sex.
Good enough for me. Come give me some placebo sex. Hi, everybody. My voice is all... Hi, everybody. Very quickly, thank you to the people who support us on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com. You get the whole pre-show, whole after-show, Turdat's Notebooks, all a bunch of extras there. So thank you to everybody that's doing that. And also thank you to the people that support us on Twitch. With Twitch Prime or just a regular Twitch subscription. Excuse me, a couple people just renewed right before I started talking about it. Pardon me. And then our Amazon link, which is on our site, you can use to buy your purchases at Amazon. Those are the ways that you can support us, and we don't give you any other ads. This is it. So please do some of those things. Thank you.
Did Turd Hat piss into a canteen? Did Esther shave his sweet face clean? Did Sauce chop a lady in the vagine? Let's talk about what happened this week.
So, there I go. Well, my big story was this. We'll see how long I can do. I can get through the show tonight. But
ow, my back.
Happened on Wednesday. Went out. Worse than Vegas. For you two guys, for Esta and Turdat. In the morning on Wednesday, my back went out. I was fine. I felt bad when I got up, and then and I've got sciatica. Took a shower. Went to put on my clothes. Got almost to the door, and I felt like it just felt like it was something was going out or bad. And all of a sudden, it was just like excruciating pain. Couldn't walk. I was basically laying down on the floor, and was like, "I'm fucked. This is really bad." And called. So we have Turdat and I are on Kaiser, which is a big healthcare company out here, like one of the better ones, supposedly. So I call the like advice nurse lady, you know. That's the first move. Like, unless you're going straight to the ER, which I wasn't. It was, you know, call the advice nurse, and then you try to get into what's called urgent care. You guys, does everybody have that out there? I think everybody's kind of got something similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a step below ER and way cheaper because you go to the ER and you're just paying right out the ass. So you want to go to urgent care. And that's kind of where they'll give you a time. You come in, you get seen. The other thing was, A, I couldn't drive. I don't think. Maybe I could have. But B, there's no way I could sit in the ER with my back like this. I couldn't even walk. So I call up Kaiser. Turdat, our, you know. You ever called Kaiser or an advice nurse for shit, Tian?
Yeah, sure.
Probably for your kids, too, and things like this.
All kinds.
Yeah, so I'm like, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, my employee came in and his face was half swollen. And I was like, bro, call the advice nurse.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you got to do. And they tell you what to do.
Yep. And mine was basically like to get into urgent care to get seen for this. So, and that's where I'm pulling, you know, I've had bad back before and it's like, I know how to deal with it. And it's like, I'm going to have to stay off of it maybe. But this was like 10 out of 10 pain, excruciating, like fucked. Call the advice nurse. She's like, I'll see if I can get you into urgent care. She tries urgent care closest to me. She's like, they're all booked up for the day. And I'm like, booked up for the day? Like, everything booked up? She's like, yep, they're all booked up. So I'm like, well, try this next city over, and this city, like the ones around here. She tries all of them, all booked up for the whole day. She tried all the way out to like an hour away from my house. And we have a bunch of cities around here and a bunch of Kaisers. Nothing. Couldn't get me into urgent care the whole day. And I was like, that's kind of, you know, I was without saying the F word, but I was like, that's kind of fucked. She's like, yeah, that's bad. She's like, well, it's cold and flu season. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm, you know, I'm in a bad way here. Like, I need to go to urgent care. So they tried to like override it and go in, you know, whatever. Anyway, the long and the short of it is they couldn't get me in. And so then I'm emailing my doctor. Or they're sending emails to my doctor like, this guy's bad. Like, he's fucked. He's had this before. Like, he's in a bad way. He's, you know, 10 out of 10 pain, blah, blah, blah. And I was close to going to the ER. Like, I'm going to have to break down and figure out a way to sit or lay down or something because I couldn't even function. And my doctor called me back. Actually, my doctor called my work first looking for me, which I don't know why. And then called my cell and got a hold of me. And I'm on a wild cocktail of pills since Wednesday, and I've been like in like a half dreamland, half reality world since Wednesday. And I stopped taking them today so I could try and do this tonight because I'm not lucid when I'm on all these pills. And I don't know how long I'll make it, but here I am. So that's my week.
Well, how's it feel right now?
It's not, you know, I got an ice pack on it, so it is what it is. I'm at like a 4, maybe 3 or 4.
Good.
I'm just on ibuprofen, but I'm not on this cocktail of pills. But I do have my weed right here. If I need some weed, I can have some weed. That was a lifesaver too, bro. I can't even tell you. I'm so glad I picked up this thing before I had this back problem because this helps, like legitimately helps.
Yeah. And you got CBD shit?
Not high CBD. I just have like a good sativa and a good indica.
My fucking idiot. Well, whatever. Not idiot, but my coworker. He's like, I got this because we went to Harborside together, and he's like, I got this shit that's CBD, mostly CBD.
That's expensive. And he was
well, it was just CBD weed.
Yeah.
And he was smoking, and he's like, it doesn't get you high. You just smoke it, and then you feel normal. And so he's like, so one day after work, on the way home, he's like, smoke some of this weed. And I smoked some, and I got high. And I'm like, bro, you're not fucking smoking. You're a stoner.
Yeah, you smoke are. So much weed that you have to have, like, the highest grade of weed to have, make anything happen to you.
Your deal is you're a pothead, bro. Yeah. I don't know. Because I'm high. Yeah. But I don't even like being high, honestly.
Honestly, I'm so, not. It's not, like, my favorite thing either, even though it helps. Like, I'm pretty minimal on this stuff. Mostly, it's for me, it's when I can, you know, I'm supposed to take one of these pills every 6 hours. I get to about the 4 hour mark and I can feel it wearing off. Like, and I still have 2 more hours to go before I'm supposed to take another one. I might hit some then because it'll fill in the gap. You know what I'm saying? But
that's terrible. Chronic pain is a horrible thing. And the fucked up thing is not that I'm not saying this about you, but people that have chronic pain that you can't see, people don't believe you half the time.
Right.
You know? And so it's like, you got that, you got fucking to deal with the pain, and you got to deal with drugs and doctors and and people saying that you're a bullshit artist. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Well, I was like ready to fucking throw blows by the end of the day because I couldn't get into anywhere. Like, you know, any urgent care at all. And I'm like, why am I paying you people? You know, like I give you money and I don't ever have anything, you know, I don't have any major problems or whatever. And the one time I'm like, dude, I need to get in there now. Like, this is bad. And they're like, go to the ER. And I know that shit. That's waiting like 4 hours for nothing, you know, for someone to finally get just to look at you. So I was pissed. I mean, my doctor called me finally, so I was okay with that, but I was just like, what the fuck is this bullshit insurance? Mighty Chubbs, just subscribe with Twitch Prime. Thank you, Mighty Chubbs. But,
I drank with Chubbs at fucking Buffalo Wild Wings one time. It was nice.
Yeah, I don't think I
was. And then we drove around and smoked a doobie in his minivan.
You're gonna put him on blast? And his real name is.
I don't remember what we even did. Where were we driving around? I don't remember. But whatever.
I have pictures in my head of what was going on.
Blowjobs? No. I
don't remember what we did. We didn't really do anything. We like pulled in an alley and.
No, we drove around. And
I don't know. Some stuff happened.
Wild Wings.
Some more weed and then turned the music up real loud. And then like half an hour later, we both went home.
Anyone wants to hang out, let me know.
I'll meet you at Buffalo Wild Wings. See if you can bring a van, if you got a van.
I met a lot of people through the show that in weird places doing weird things.
Me too.
Nothing gay.
Well, a little gay.
Partially gay. What are you, chewing gum?
I have gum in you. I'll take it out. I forgot about it. I honestly did. Dude, I got to tell you, I'm like half there right now. If you looked at me this morning after I just took all my shit and I was like, it's like my toes aren't even touching the ground. I'm just sort of floating around. You know what I mean? It's very foggy in here right now.
Yeah.
Take a full day of not being on anything to get me out of that.
Remember, you and me were waiting for Exxon Malcolm and his fiance at that waterfront restaurant.
Yeah.
And then what are they? What Exxon Malcolm's ordering fucking chicken tenders and shit. Guy can't eat a goddamn adult meal.
Thought it was a hamburger, but
all kinds of people. You never know who you're gonna meet.
Met a few people out at that shady bar in, starts with a C? No. Where is it?
Yeah.
Out off 4.
I met Mike Coffey and his wife down there. Another guy. Dehydrated water.
Yeah. Putting pennies on the train tracks and shit. Like weird shit. What do we...
Oh, yeah. That was Leo FLJ. We put a padlock out there. And that would have killed one of us.
If yeah.
We could have died.
I don't know whose idea that was. But yeah, it's like that thing shot off like, you know, like a fucking rocket.
That's dumb.
That sounds really dumb.
One of these days we're going to get killed.
Yeah.
For real.
Everyone does.
So I apologize if I'm out of, you know, I'm spaced out. I am spaced out. I'm on zero drugs right now, but it's like since Wednesday I've been permanently entombed in like a cocoon of, you know, not like a pleasure cocoon, but you know what I mean? Like I've shunned everything outside of the couch.
If it's further,
if it's further than the couch since Wednesday, I haven't even looked at it. Like work knew, like I told work right away and they basically knew like right off the bat. My doctor like right away was like, well, you're not moving at least until Sunday. And that's what we're going to even like reevaluate you then. And she's like, I'll call your work or I'll send a note over or whatever. I'm like, I don't need a note, but. You know, in no uncertain terms, my work knew, like, he's out. So that's one thing, you know what I mean? And then it's like, well, I can get groceries delivered from Amazon, so I'm not going to deal with the outside world for that. That's two. And then I just sat here. Played some new games, some new video games on my phone. What'd I play? Idol Miner and Bit Heroes. Those two games. Mm-hmm. Bit Heroes is kind of like, it's like another one we were playing. You know, it's turn-based, and you have a guy, you know what I mean? And you're fighting through a dungeon one turn at a time.
I like one turn at a time.
I do too. And it's okay. I mean, I'm not very far into that one. And then Idol Miner is like Idol Miner Tycoon, like, you know, mines. And you're adding new people and you're adding new things and you're getting other mines. You know, it's all just bullshit. So I've been doing that. And then watch this like 6-part documentary that's new on Netflix about this cult that was in Oregon for a while. Does anyone know what I'm talking about in the chat room? It was pretty fucking good. Yep. I liked it. I wish I could remember, but...
Are you sure you liked it?
I don't... Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what I remember of it, I liked it. You know? So, I'll think of it in a minute. Dude's got a big, long, white beard. You'll see it if you look at, like, new shit on Netflix. Yeah, XM Malcolm says, oh, I want to watch that. Yeah, it was good.
I did hear about that. I just can't remember.
Well, I don't remember the whole thing happening, but it was early, it was like late 70s, early 80s in Oregon. This cult that was originally in India, they were looking, you know, it was one of these things where like a ton of people had given them a bunch of money. So they had all kinds of money and about 5 to 10,000 people in this thing. And for some reason, they needed to ditch out of India, which is where they were. And it was, tons of people from here had gone over to there and, you know, lawyers, doctors, all kinds of things that had a lot of money and somehow got bamboozled out of their money. So they were looking for a place to set up camp, right? So they go to this, they find this 10,000 or 30,000 acres, huge amount of land in Oregon. And it's next to this town of like 40 people. So they plop in and they all wear like maroon outfits, all of them, all day, constantly. And this town all of a sudden's like, what the F, bro? Like, 10,000 cultists just moved in next to our 40-person town. And it sort of takes off from there. But it's good.
Dude, how close does that sound to what we're going to do?
Wild, wild country, Mighty Chubbs. Yeah, that's what it is. Wild, wild country. Yeah, like
the Manchac cult. I mean, all of us are going to ram into a... Yeah, our cult is going to ram into a town and blow its shit up. Except we don't wear purple or whatever. We're going to wear whatever the fuck we want. Maybe we will pick a color.
It's a trip because it was like maroon. There's like a little range, like maroon kind of towards red, but it was all that basic color. What was a trip was depending on what the person was doing, they would wear that, but just a version of that. So like if they're chilling around the farm or the cult place They're wearing whatever, like red pants, red shirt, t-shirt, you know, maybe a red flannel, like a maroon flannel, like if they're working on the farm to keep stuff off their arms. But then their attorney rolls into court and he's wearing like a maroon three-piece suit, maroon tie, you know, maroon shirt. Jeez. Like they have it all. And the guy had 90 Rolls Royces, the head of the cult, 90. And
here's the deal. We multiple gotta get
Learjets. Yeah, I know. Huh? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But once we have money, maybe we'd be like, well, maybe we don't need a cult. But let's do it. Someone give us some money.
Well, they called it a commune, but, you know, it was a cult. But yeah,
give me some money and I will take care of this. And all of us will be in it.
Please.
And we will all wear, we'll pick a color, maybe neon. And
yeah, anything.
And then we go to court, everyone's in neon.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, what?
You got to see it. It's pretty interesting. Like they go to court over something and they're, you know, they jam as many of their cult people in the courtroom wearing their color, you know, and they just sit and stare at the prosecuting attorney, all of them. And like they had interviews after, like, I have never felt so much hate in the air, like flowing like vibes through the air at me. You know, it's just what you got to see it. It's pretty good. But it is like 6 hours, you know, it's like an hour, three, I think it's three, whatever, 6 1-hour chunks. But,
the same with the purple people here.
Dude,
we have purple people.
It's like dead on like that, except bigger, yeah. Except way bigger. So check that out if you're interested in that kind of shit. And I am. I love a good cult, you know? I mean, not joining, but reading about. Let me get to this.
Well, yeah. We could make it. We could all group, make a town, kind of as an inside joke, dress a certain way.
Right.
And only let certain people in.
Just to scare people. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a trip. That's the other thing that was funny is the leader, you know, he's this Indian guru. Super long white beard and all that shit. And normally those guys are like, I don't fall for the trappings of wealth and women. And, you know, they're all kind of on the chill and whatever. Like they're all kind of, I'm above all these things. This motherfucker was like, I'm not above shit, bro. Like, give me that $1 million watch. I want that watch. And he's fucking rolling around with his robes and his giant white beard, and then his like wrist comes out and there's this like sparkly diamond like rapper watch on his hand, and he's banging everybody, and I mean this is crazy.
That's not okay,
but you got to see it in the context. It's not, you know.
No, I know, but if we make our own,
oh yeah, 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 that's not that. No, I just thought it was funny because I've never seen one where they do that, where they're like, No, I love money. Give me more money. You know, they're usually kind of
take it easy, you little pervert. You know, we're going to have a cult. There will be sex, but it's not like the main deal.
Yeah.
That's not all about sex. Yeah. Is it sex on Saturdays and Tuesdays? Yeah, there's sex time. But it's not going to be sex. Like, we're not perverts. Okay.
Yeah. They were on the tail end of like the 60s, you know, free love movement. Mighty Chubbs just tipped us 1,000 bits. Fuck you, I'm the captain now.
Is he? No, Stoic Spartan. I think that puts him into,
that puts him into first place tonight. He gets a badge, I think, or something. But BGO says new rank, good cult. X Malcolm says show title, I love a good cult. I do though. I mean, after the fact. You know, read up about these people.
Yeah.
But they were, in this thing, sex was pretty big. Like, everyone could do whatever they want. Like, there's no forcing sex, but pretty much everybody was like, whoever you want to bang, you just go do whatever. So, I don't know. Check it out. I in my coma, I found it pretty good. I was just laying there, like, watching on my iPad, just drifting in and out, like, ugh. That's how it's been since Wednesday.
Does that give you joy, those pills?
Mm-mm. Not joy, just relief of pain. Isn't that joy? Well, here's the thing. I'm not an opiates guy where when these are done, I'm going to be like, give me more of them opiates. You know, I don't enjoy that. It's just sort of like, my back doesn't hurt when I'm on them, but the side effect is I'm way out of it. You know, I'm all grogged out, but I don't get any, like if I sat here and just took opiates with no pain, that wouldn't be something I would do really. Thankfully. I know they're highly addictive to a lot of people, but it really is the only thing that could cut it though. Cause before that I was trying, everything else, ibuprofen, fucking Tylenol, I don't know, everything.
Dude, that shit doesn't even get rid of a headache, really. I mean, it's tough.
And I don't take a lot of it. And then when I got to this point where it's like, dude, I can't even walk. I'm like, give me something, you know, to get out of this. So that was my whole day, just like on the phone with Kaiser. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah, I was ready to call an Uber and go to fucking the ER. Hello, Uber. Hi, Uber guy. Yeah, this is my Uber. Could you take me to the ER, please? Close to the front as you can. Who was it tweeted? Susan Sprinkle tweeted about, Austin the Sauce.
That night, a big and bright.
Big in the heart of Texas.
And she said, clearly the massive power and influence of the Vent Chat Show has willed the Texas Brewers Fest to align itself with Austin the Sauce, which we learned this week that it did. Right? Yes. That was this week, not last week.
Yeah. So that means people need to get on their shit because it's only going to get more booked up. And it seems like Austin is a wonderful place, it seems like, except for the explosions.
We'll get to that
done.
Too.
Well, those are done, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy blew himself up.
Hopefully.
Hey, speaking of that, there's a movie that has a spoof movie inside the movie called Blowed Up, where they're running from bombs blowing up. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
No.
Damn it.
What was the non-spoof movie about?
I don't know. But I remember laughing at the spoof part of it. Like, this movie's Blowed Up. And it was said Blowed Up. And it was like the guy from one of those blow-up movies, like, running from a bomb exploding. Anyway, I'll figure it out. Let me deal with this.
We're
too far off.
Go ahead.
So, the dates. End of September, last weekend of September, it is the Brewfest. We guessed on it, gambled, and we hit it.
We hit it.
And so there's already been some progress being made on a hotel. I want to say the Omni.
Yeah, and let me mention a little bit more. Well, two things. On the Austin guy blowing up, a lot of people were kind of ribbing us this week about that. I know Brider was one of them. Like, there's a DM thread with a group of people that are talking about the Austin the Sauce. I'm sure you can get in there. It's a group one. I don't know who he's even running it. But I saw Brighter post, dynamite location you guys picked for, you know, for Austin the Sauce. It's really going to be blowing up down there or some, you know, whatever. He had this whole thing he was goofing on. And then, I think Doofus or somebody else. Excuse me if I have the name wrong. I might even have it in the emails later or the whatever. But they were like, you can help catch the bomber while you're down there. And then, of course, the guy got caught this week. So, thankfully. But the other thing I wanted to mention is about the Texas Craft Brewers Festival. Features 65-plus Texas craft breweries and nearly 200 beers. That was last year. I'm sure it'll be more. Save the date. This will be 9/29/18 is the actual date of the Brewers Festival. I'm guessing that's a Saturday. And it's in Fiesta Gardens area of Austin, Texas. And it says stay tuned for ticket announcements. So
they say ticket announcements. Is that something they could sell out?
I don't know about that. The way I think of it is more like drink tickets, probably.
Okay.
No, like we're getting in. Don't worry.
I think it's an open air thing, and then you buy tickets. I'll have to look. Honestly, I don't know, but I'll have to look more into it. But I can't imagine that they would have it, you know. You have to pay to get into, like, a certain spot.
Make sure.
We'll look into it, yeah. But Fiesta Gardens, Austin, Texas, that's where we're looking. So that also is, like, now some place to think about when you're looking for a hotel, like, if you're going to go to that. But sounds pretty good to me. And, so, I mean, there's going to be bands. There's going to be all kinds of shit there. Go ahead, Trinette. Sorry.
The Omni Hotel, I believe, is what we're talking about. Or we're looking at. There's also the whatever. There's hotels all around there, but you want to stay downtown by 6th Street, okay? You don't have to stay at any one particular one, but I know Aubrey has contacted the Omni. They have a pool and all this other shit, and he's trying to lock in some stuff. So Aubrey's doing something. I offered my services, which meant I told him that Fenn could call and try and handle it, but he said he was going to do it. So he did, and yada, yada. But now that this is booked, we should try and start locking people down. And, you know, the earlier the better, because this Austin place seems hopping.
Yeah.
It's not some dive. It's not Cincinnati. Cincinnati's great, but this is more upscale, okay? But I think everyone would enjoy it. Beer festival. There's going to be roller skating. There's going to be
tons of bands.
All kinds of music. There's a 6th Street thing. Kakima was calling it the Dirty Sixth. 6th Street goes off you know, New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
I guess. So who knows?
Yeah, that this is what I've heard too. Mighty Chubb say Austin is the hipster city of Texas. And I say that in a positive way. Like, you know, keep Austin weird and all that stuff. I mean, it's a fun place to visit by all accounts from everyone I've heard. So
no. And next time Malcolm says it might be pricey, but it might be pricey. But it's not. I think what we're going to do is
for the hotel.
It looked like it was about $250 a night. But say you pack in two or three, four people in there.
Uh-huh.
Knock that down. Also, Aubrey is trying to knock down the price with a group rate.
Okay.
So from there we can get down. I'm hoping to have some more information by next weekend and see where we go from there. Esta.
Oh, the whole group rate thing. I really think they fuck you over with that thing.
Me too.
I've never seen that payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. A lot of times with the group rate, they will drop it a little bit above their sticker price, call it. Like their, you know, the one you originally see. But you can get a better deal than that, like going on hotels.com or whatever, oftentimes. Now, let me say this. Nobody has to stay at the Omni, and you don't have to go with a group rate at the Omni. We're just trying to get some, and that's not even a locked in, like, for sure place, but we're just trying to get some ideas of a big hotel that's close to where we're going to be going. So if you don't want to search and you just want to get a place, you know, where other people might be getting a place, that's what we're
going to do. There's a Holiday Inn. Sixth Street, downtown Houston, or where is it? Austin. near 6th Street. Okay? That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Find a spot. You can get an Airbnb for all we care.
Sure.
And we're going to go from there. We'll try and get a lock list going. And
the long and the short of it is we'll all be there and we'll all hang out and whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just reading chat now. Hi, Maz the Great. Exxon Malcolm says, cost isn't the primary factor to me. I just want to be where most people are. Yeah, I agree. I mean, to a certain extent, I'm not going to fucking...
Honestly, Omni was one of the least expensive places looking at. Mm-hmm. It was... I looked at a lot of places. I looked at Airbnbs. Like, this town is not inexpensive. There were big Airbnbs for like $1,000 a night, but you got to pack people in. And it's just a hassle. With a hotel, they're cleaning your room.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You don't have to worry so much about this and that. But
I'm all for an Airbnb, but there's a part of me that, like, when I get off the plane, I don't, you know, just take me, you know, there's a shuttle probably to the hotel if it's a big one. You check in and you throw your shit in and you're done. And then I don't have to worry about, like, is there somebody I have to meet? I'm not bullshit. I'm not talking shit on Airbnb at all. I just mean for this kind of event. And then, like, am I coming back at 2 or 3 in the fucking morning making a bunch of racket, you know, where I'm going to get, like, dinged down to 1 star on my Airbnb because someone shits on the floor? I don't know. You got to fucking...
Airbnb is fine. If you know it, you know, lock it in. Do your thing.
Yeah. Everybody do their thing.
It looked like the hotels were the better bet.
We'll talk more about it as we go here, but just to keep you in the loop of what's going on with that meetup. So stay tuned for more announcements. Let's see. Psycho Rock sent me this, and I didn't, honestly, like, I didn't do tons of sit down pre-show work on this show because my back can't, you know, ow my back and all that stuff. But,
ow my back.
I want to definitely get through the stuff we've got from other people and whatever. But this one's so interesting.
You should play that whole little clip.
Yeah, I got it.
Ow my back. What? My back.
Is it your back? What? I thought the water might help.
Well, it doesn't help. Get the hell off me!
Yeah, get the hell off me.
That kind of reminds me of, like, the third or fourth advice nurse I talked to when I couldn't get in. And they're like, well, have you tried heat, some hot water? It doesn't help! You know. Urgent care! Fucking, who the fuck has healthcare where you pay? I'm like, I want to go to urgent care. Like, you can't today. Can't go. Cold and flu season. Cold and flu season.
Yeah, I know. There's always that thing. Just like, have you tried restarting it?
Yeah.
It's the same thing that doctors do. They'll always go through that. And it's just like, no, yes,
yeah,
I have.
The checklist.
Yeah.
Have you tried that? Yes. No. Let me just stop you here because I know the next 6 questions you're about to ask off of your little fucking, what's that called? The chart where it's like, if yes, then here. If no, then there.
Flow chart.
Yeah, your flow chart. I know the next 6 questions on your flow chart that get me to urgent care. Let's start with that.
I remember when I was first got out of college, I did an interview at some winery and like 5 people asked me all the same questions. And by the 4th one, I was like, hey, you know, you guys are asking me all the same exact question. And he's like, well, bro. And I didn't get that job. I mean, don't say that shit, you know?
Yeah. No, it's the same with me. I can't yell at the fucking advice nurse lady, you know, to get to where I want to be. I have to just try and be nice because she's just going to be like, well, fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find somebody with like a little sympathy. Like, oh, man, you're in a bad way or whatever. But anyway, Psycho Rock sent me this and he says, hey, VentChat, before Overdose of Sauce beats me to it, would you consider doing this for The Office? And it's a Geekology link, which normally I would get from... get from Sauce, but it's I'll put it in the chat room here in a second, but it says Samsung creates self hypnosis website so you can forget your favorite TV shows and watch them all over again, and it's called Unspoil Me, which I know I'm sure is bullshit, right? So I go to the site though, and I go to the hypnosis thing, and I think it was like 23 minutes long, something like that. And so I just recorded the very beginning of it, which I realize is the, just sort of the explanation. We've done Turd Hat hypnosis on here. And I know Turd Hat, you've actually patterned or created your stuff from like real hypnosis. Like this is real. And, I go to this thing and it's say 23 minutes long. So I get the very beginning and just like we were talking about, I know the first like 10 sentences this guy's going to say, you know, about getting into hypnosis. So I try to fast forward. You can't fast forward it. It doesn't let you. You have to just sit through the whole thing if you want to hear what the end is. So I didn't do it and get to the end, but I did record what the guy sounds like just so you can get an idea. Now, I'm not saying this will really work, but here's what he sounds like.
Welcome to Unspoil Me. My name is Frederick Presto, and I've been working as a hypnotist for over 15 years now. The hypnosis session you're about to experience is designed to enable you to forget one of your favorite TV series so that you can experience it as if it was for the first time, even though you've already seen it. This session will take about 20 minutes. Before we start, I want you to think about the TV series that you want to forget and think about approximately when you were watching it, when you started to watch, and when you were finished, if you binge-watched, or if you watched it during a longer period of time.
So that's all I got of it, but just to give you a taste of what this guy sounds like. let me see. Here's the Geekology link to this thing, and then you have to go through there to get to it. I'm not saying this is going to work, but I didn't have 23 minutes to sit and listen, you know, to what this guy says. To me, if it seems like if it was a big gag, like a joke, it would just be a joke right off the bat, you know? Like, why 23 minutes and you can't fast forward it? You just have to sit
there. No, I think it's real. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, maybe the end of mine were a gag or sort of, but I really was hypnotizing people.
Oh, no. I mean, I recognize the pattern. I've been to those things at college campuses where, you know, they try and hypnotize people. And you see them actually do it, and you know people aren't completely joking, like they are getting hypnotized. I remember I never was able to fall under, because he did it to everybody to see who would really like fall under. He would just start talking. And at one point he told people to raise their right arm, and he kept going, and then he's like, and he saw all the people with their right arm raised, and he I don't know what he did, if he grouped them or I can't remember, but at the end of that little section, he's like, okay, well, anyone who doesn't have their right arm up, you know, you're probably not a good candidate. And so I just kind of looked around, and all of a sudden I realized my right hand is about 2 inches off of my knee, and I never remembered taking it off, you know? So that little tiny bit where it's like, that was weird, you know? Like, it just got me that far. So I believe that you can hypnotize people. Now, I don't know what this bullshit is.
But I do believe that too.
Could you really do this, you know, over a website?
I'm a skeptic for basically everything.
Yeah.
And I do have a slight belief on hypnotism. You know, I think that's a possibility.
El Chorazan says he sounded like me. and X-Men
like Speedy Gonzalez?
Exile Malcolm says, I would love to watch The Office fresh again. And of course, that's the first one that came to my mind, because I use it to fall asleep to, and now I can recite the whole fucking series, I think. So it'd be nice if I could like X that out, but I can't believe a 20 minute hypnosis thing would be able to do that to me. I mean, if you want to do a let's watch a thing this week, there's your thing, you know, pick a show and fucking try that shit out. See if it'll raise your mind.
If we run out of time, I can try and erase people's mind later.
Okay. I still have the music and everything. Anyway, I thought that was interesting, especially the part where it won't let you listen to the end. Because I want to get there, you know. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm curious. Is he whispering at the end? Like, what's going on? I saw something on Twitter about Hadana seeing his favorite movie, Johnny Mnemonic. Did he actually go see that?
What did it look like, Johnny Mnemonic?
Like, what
did you say, Ben?
He loved it.
Hedonis posted a picture of, like, seeing Johnny Mnemonic.
Okay, Mnemonic, okay.
Yeah. Is that what I said? Sorry. I was just curious.
But
what did I say?
It was like The Mummy.
You started with an M, but I don't know exactly how you said it.
I'm all effed up tonight, boys. I'm not going to lie to you. I was so fogged this morning. I mean, I was like, I'm still not cleared up.
If Tom Cruise was in there.
What?
Don't. Just don't.
You lost me on that.
I know. The Mummy. Isn't he in the Mummy?
Okay. You got me back. I'm back.
I gotcha.
See, I talked about that. Oh, the bidet stuff. So now we got people tweeting pictures of the bidet that they bought. That's the same one that we were talking about on Twitter and sending them to me. I know Frack, you got one. He's like, what about this? And he's got it in his hands. Like, I got this. Doofus linked me a sale for one that was like $19 off of some like shady ass website that'll probably, you know, take your money. But it's happening now. And we got a new call from Hoodoo Operator about it, which I'll play for you later. Oh, and speaking of which, we got Rob reviewing the robot movie too. What's it called? Giant robot movie number two?
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Uprising. Rim Uprising. You got robots in there.
Everyone, so yeah. I mean, I saw people review it like saying it's garbage, like hot garbage. So good luck, Baba.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know anything about it other than that. And Hoodoo Operator mentioned on Twitter, because you were asking about it getting dirty, said, to answer your question about the bidet, there's a shield that covers the nozzle when it's not in use. When you apply water... Yeah, so it's like a cover. But when you apply pressure to the nozzle pushes below the shield to spray. And then when you're done, the nozzle retracts up behind the shield again to protect it.
That sounds from disgusting. Going.
Well, I'm just saying, you asked, like, how does it not get wrecked? And you go, and then you turn it on, and it comes out from behind its protective wall.
Invite me to your house, and give me some nachos.
You talking to
me?
Let's
see who wrecks some shit.
I don't have it. I don't have it yet.
No, you Hoodoo Operator.
No.
Let me over there.
Well, his call later is kind of interesting, because it involves more than him, but we'll get to that later.
Ew.
No, nothing bad. I don't know why I wrote down Exxon Malcolm is going to see Sherlock Gnomes, or he already did, maybe. People were giving him shit about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Anything else? Jedi Butters 710 linked me to something off of the Taco Bell Facebook, and it says, it's out of the bag. Taco Bell tortilla chips are coming this summer. Classic, mild, and fire flavor chips.
Huh. So not Diablo? Like,
I don't know. They just showed three. Maybe there's more. Classic, mild, and fire they have here. So it's already on the chips. Some people love that fucking Taco Bell juice. The juice.
So is it like the Doritos Locos?
Yeah.
Flavors are totally different. Okay.
Oh, no. I mean, it's their sauce packet flavors, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like the hot sauce. Mm-hmm. So you want mild sauce, then these are mild sauce flavored chips.
I'm down.
I've just never, I don't know, I've never been huge on their sauces, but I know fucking Stormy takes back like a metric ton of those things when she comes out here. Uh-huh. Because they don't have T-Bell on the island on Bermuda.
I'm a Diablo fan. I don't need Taco Bell necessarily, but Diablo sauce, I love it.
Where does that fall? Is that like the spiciest one, or?
Yeah, it's supposedly the spiciest one. It's not the, you know, it's not.
That
they're
hot.
Not going to put something out there that's going to really burn you. I've had Doritos that are hotter.
Yeah.
Frankly, that new Blaze one is hotter than Diablo. But the Diablo is like a Chipotle smoked jalapenos.
Uh-huh.
And it's delicious.
Well, I don't know. But look out for these chips. And now they're going to do I'm sure they're going to do like something with these chips. Like now you can get fire chip nachos, you know, like they're already fire. And then we dump cheese on them and now they're, you know, they're gonna do shit like
double,
that.
Double. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be their, it's going to be their newest thing. I'm sure. I think I got to everything here.
You know, Taco Bell is one of the few fast food places that has sour cream. Does Wendy's, they used to have a potato. Do they have sour cream?
I know they do. Yeah. And I haven't had it, but.
It's in that weird wedge shaped thing that you rip open and squeeze out.
Oh. Hmm.
If you get it for a potato.
That works. I mean,
it's an interesting observation. Like, you can make that with a couple of them. You remember for the longest time, I think they do now, McDonald's didn't have bacon anything. Like, no bacon cheeseburger, no bacon. I mean, crumble on a salad or something. But they finally broke down, and now I think do some sort of bacon stuff. But that was a little weird for me just because every other place was like, our slamming bacon blowout burger. And McDonald's is like, still got the Big Mac. And quarter pounder. No bacon.
Well, Taco Bell doesn't have any cilantro.
No.
They don't have fucking jalapenos.
No, that's true.
Do they not? No jalapenos? I thought they had them. Maybe, yeah, you're right, I guess.
They used to do green onions on a lot of shit, and then there was that big something outbreak, and then they never went back.
Well, they used to do black olives, too. But now they don't.
That's true.
It's interesting. I'm trying to think of anything else. It's like,
remember there was always that stat from not Taco Bell, but the airline. It was like they took the olive off of this and they saved $7 zillion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
No, it's you can find it for everything. Like that's why everything gets smaller sized boxes. All that shit, like, you know, on a frozen pizza, it's like there's a board director's meeting where it's like, you know, on our pepperoni frozen whatever, you know, pizza, if we took one pepperoni off each pizza, we would save $1 billion. And then they do it.
Yeah.
And eventually you're like, why is there fucking 7 pieces of pepperoni on my shit? And that's why. It's like, how much can we take before you're going to flip out? And it always works that way.
You want to know what's not the same as about 5 years ago, maybe more, is American cheese. It's gone to shit. Completely gone to shit. Yeah, I don't know if it's regulation or if it's nutrition shit, but the old American cheese was delightful. And now it's straight garbage.
Is it like...
American cheese.
I always like opted for something other than American cheese if I could. Obviously, if you're in a like fast food place, they're not going to, you know, they got American cheese. But I never would have thought that. And you said the other thing that I find interesting is that you said macaroni and cheese isn't the same as it used to be either. And that's American cheese probably too. So maybe there's something to do with that.
No, it's something. They take out the chemicals that were good. The MSG, or I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But they took out the bad shit, and now it tastes not as good.
I couldn't tell you when I bought. When's the last time you bought American cheese? I guess I have. No, not even for burgers. I'll buy something else.
No, if I get a sandwich, turkey and cheese, it's American.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh. Man, I think American would be like last on my list for a deli sandwich.
I don't know why. I'm just a fucking little trailer trash guy.
It's just how mommy used to make it, probably, and just you like it.
My mom is a horrible cook. She couldn't cook for shit, I swear to God.
I'm talking about a sandwich, though.
Yeah.
Adonis says American cheese was always shit. Pepper jack for the win. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
No, look, dude, I'm eating fucking sprouts and fucking all that shit. But I'm saying, if I'm going to Togo's and I get a turkey sandwich, I want American on it. Extra mayonnaise.
El Chorizo says, I agree, T-Hat. You motherfuckers with your American cheese.
Well, he's blind from diabetes, for Christ's sake. I mean, I'm going to die. I don't know what's happening.
Turkey goes so good with cheddar, though.
It goes so good with American.
And frankly, I'm embarrassed that that's our cheese. Like, that's American cheese, you know? That's the best we got.
It's actually really good. And you can make American cheese not processed. Like, I mean, it is processed, like every cheese. But you can make it. There's real American cheese. It's real.
I believe it. I'm just thinking, how do you... Who makes it? How do you make it?
It's so creamy.
I know you make cheese. I'm just saying, like, how do you make American cheese? I don't know.
The same as you make any cheese.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what makes it American. But there's plenty of other American cheeses that are better. Or good.
Cheese is made in America. Hey. Yeah.
Well, styles invented here.
Oh, yeah.
Like Monterey Jack is California.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we got, in the places near me, there's organic American cheese slices. You can have, like, real-made American cheese. Yes. Do I prefer the Kraft deli style, like, thick ones that's fake? Yes, I do. I like Velveeta or whatever it is. I'm a freak.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I'm buying macaroni and cheese, I'm buying the shells and cheese dinner that comes with the packet of soft cheese in the thing.
That's not Velveeta.
I'm not buying. That's what I'm saying. I'm not buying the powder, like the Kraft dinner where it's like mix the powder with milk and pour it in. I don't do that. I buy the cheese
powder.
Sauce.
I'll do it. Whatever. Powder all day, dude. I'll snort that powder.
Well, I'll eat it if someone makes it, but that's not what I'm buying. I'm buying like the shit that's got, at least they can, you know, try to make it look like there's real cheese in there by putting a packet of goop. That's all.
I don't like trying.
Well, that's a better try than the powder. The powder is just like, who are we kidding here? Dump some milk on this. It'll taste like cheese probably. You know, it'll probably be a little loose. Be some like liquid in the bottom.
No.
Yeah.
I don't do it that way. I can make it so you wouldn't know.
Well, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
The problem is I want to make it so I don't know. And shells and cheese is where I go.
Don't rhyme to me.
It's a side effect of my medication. I can't help it. Do we want to break or go to phone calls and emails?
Phone calls.
I'm good.
Okay. I don't want to be accused of... I don't want, what's that agency called on me? But, you know.
CSI Miami?
No. You know, it's like, he made us sit there when we had to pee, and I was peeing my pants, and he still made us sit there. I don't want to be that guy.
Name the guy. Name the guy's last name in the original CSI.
Huh?
The original CSI.
Fuck.
Original CSI. What did he look like?
He's kind of a doughy white guy. Very plain looking.
Is it Sergeant? Is
With it a that, beard?
A beard, maybe.
Oh, I know who it is. He's on Homeland now. Shit. But I don't know his name. You know who else he was? He was in The Princess Bride as Inigo Montoya. That guy.
No. Oh. Absolutely not.
No. Okay.
Okay. Then I'm lost.
Somebody else.
Okay, that was my shot at it because I don't watch those shows.
I think.
X on Malcolm got it. It's Grissom. Grissom is the first CSI guy.
Okay.
I gotta look
then at what he looks like. Miami is a redhead that puts his glasses on every time he turns the corner.
Caruso, yeah. I'm thinking of a guy from
Grissom was who I was, one of the guys I was picturing. I had no idea what his name was.
He's very plain. He's not memorable, you know? Even his, the way he speaks and mannerisms, it's not something you'd remember. Caruso, that's the redhead guy, right? With the sunglasses?
Yeah, but is that CSI or is that CSI?
CSI Miami.
Okay.
I was thinking of Mandy Patinkin. He was in right. One of those type of things.
He was in, God, what is he in?
I'm scrolling through his shit. Criminal Minds.
That's what BGO said.
Okay. Well, that's another one that I forget. That's another one of these procedurals. It's like everywhere.
Don't bring Inigo Montoya in here. Seven Dudes is talking about that shit. Don't. Just don't.
Talking to me?
Anybody. Move on from
Why
Inigo.
Why are you worried about Inigo Montoya?
I'm yeah. not worried.
I only brought it up because that was that guy. Now we know something we should be poking at.
Like, no.
Like, if we poke hard enough, you're going to burst into tears.
That's not true.
BGO says OG Law and Order is all you need. I mean, I feel good for people that love those type of shows because there's 1,000 of them, you know? It's like a fucking Candyland out there for people that like those things.
I had to do this job the other day just by myself in this little house. And they were blasting Dr. Phil. And I caught myself, like, listening to it. Like, really getting into it.
Yeah.
Something, you know?
Yeah. No, there's something to those things. I mean, there's a reason why they're, you know, that's who had on this fucking chick.
Catch me outside. How about that?
You know, that's from Dr. Phil. Yeah. You know, it's shit going down on Dr. Phil.
It was weird how much they start talking about religion shit. But other than that, it was very engrossing. I thought, I was glad it was on.
XM Malcolm says Hedonis loves Dr. Phil.
My mom does too.
Well,
that bald-headed fuck. The guy's a lunatic, and so is my mom, but so is Hedonis.
We're getting a pattern going.
That's some what people, I'm saying. Watch for patterns.
Some people are all into judge shows. Like, they'll watch, I don't know how many there are a day, like 3 or 4 a day, and they'll record them and shit, like the new Judge Mathis or the new whatever. And that's their thing. You know, that's their jam.
I really want to know. You know, Cops is going into Santa Rosa the next couple weeks. That might be interesting.
That could be interesting to watch.
There's a lot of weed up there. There's a lot of meth. Every town has drugs.
Yeah.
I mean,
meth usually gets pushed out into the sticks more. Like, the further away you are from a big city, the more and more meth there is. It seems. But it is everywhere.
I mean, Santa Rosa is a good 90 minutes north of San Francisco.
Yeah. And there's Santa Rosa is still a decent sized city, but there's tons of open land and smaller areas around there where you definitely would get a little meth going in there.
All kinds of shit. Anything. Yeah. I mean, you can get that anywhere.
They're talking in the chat room about Dr. Phil. Adonis, for the record, says he hates that fool. And they were talking about Dr. Oz. X. Malcolm says, why does Dr. Oz wear scrubs on TV? You know, I mean, it's a good point, but we know why.
It is. He's a stupid shit. Yeah.
Because he's selling all the junk that he has on there. Yeah. Pills and shit on there.
He's getting paid to shill.
And, you know, that the scrubs are saying to everyone at home, trust me, look at me. I am a learned doctor. Would I be wearing these scrubs? I might have to rush out of this room right now and go, you know, save somebody.
Can't remember. Somebody got me some scrubs, but they're purple. What was that? You guys know about that?
No.
Somebody might have been in this show.
I have scrubs. I think a Halloween at one point.
But Honest is talking about Dr. Phil, and I knew this was from one of these guys, but I couldn't remember which one. I think I might have mentioned before. He says, dude is a sadist. He put alcohol in the dressing room of a recovering alcoholic so he'd get wasted before the show. And then he acted like it was a mistake that the booze ever got into his room or
whatever. That's pretty shitty.
Yeah. These are the types of things that go down. Or he'll throw it to, like, you know, my assistant should never have done that. Or whatever.
Goddamn southern accent, yeah.
Claim he doesn't know what's going on and whatever. Has the chick on that's scared of pickles, you know? Yeah, everyone's seen that one. And then, you know, I hear you're scared of pickles. And they go talking about her fear or whatever. And then they bring the lady out that's got the giant tray of pickles and it's right in her face until the chick's like, the chick's literally just like bawling her eyes out, like, take him away! I'm trying to help you. Get the fuck out of here. Love that shit. We played the theme song, didn't we? Did we play
which one?
The phone calls, emails?
Can't recall.
Can't recall either.
I mean, let's pretend we played it, because I'm not all with it tonight. Mazamover sent me this. Apparently, a moviegoer at the View Cinema Theater in Birmingham died with his head caught under the footrest of his movie theater seat. So this guy got one of those, like, you know, the new thing is to sell you, like, the super high-end seat that moves around and makes you feel like you're in the movie and all that shit. This guy got one of those, and apparently the footrest comes out or something, and he kept reaching down to pick up, like, something that he dropped, just like anyone does in a theater. It's like it's dark and you can't see, and it's way underneath. He fucking got his head under there, under the electronic footrest of the seat, and he started to panic and had a cardiac arrest before they could break the footrest and try and get him out. And he died.
Oh, man.
An investigation into the accident at the View Cinema in Birmingham Star City Leisure Complex on 9th of March is continuing. Sources quoted in the Birmingham Mall, a male described how the freak accident happened after the man bent down to retrieve a phone, dropped between the gold class seats. They were special gold class seats at the end of a movie. So at the end of the movie, his shit fell out. The victim, who was with his partner, was only freed after the footrest was broken by those trying to help. So they're like super big plush reclining seats that have power or whatever.
How old was he?
I don't think it says. But it didn't make him sound like he was a super old man.
Cardiac arrest is pretty severe.
Well, I think he got his head stuck in there, and then he's like, my head's jammed in this seat. And then he started losing his marbles. And then cardiac arrest, but.
Excellent. Malcolm says he died 7 days later.
In the hospital?
Yeah.
24 years old, Excellent Malcolm says.
Jeez.
Whatever.
Anyway. I remember one time I was in a recliner that goes all the way back. It's electric. And it goes to like a bed, basically, you know? And then the power went out and you couldn't get out of the thing. And you had to, you had to basically stand up on it and walk out of it.
I went to the mall not that long ago. You know, what is it, Brookstone?
Yeah.
Where they got all the fucking massage chairs?
Yeah.
They don't let people just jump in those fuckers anymore. You got to be 18, and you got to, like, they got a guy standing there.
There's a line and a time limit and whatever.
Some of these are fucking, like, $3,000 chairs.
Yeah.
They're mushing your legs, your neck, and everything. And they're not going to let some asshole kid fucking fuck around with it.
Right. Or get,
you know,
his hand cut off and then call the police. I don't know. Those things are awesome, but there's something that always grosses me out about them. Because, you know, everyone's been squishing their butthole into that seat. And they're,
dude,
they're gross other parts.
Our house in Vancouver had one, but it didn't work.
That's right.
Like, it was all busted up.
We couldn't figure out what was wrong with it, but it just didn't turn on, I think. But it would look like one of those, like, super high-end ones. But yeah, I don't know. The Brookstone ones in the mall where the people have their necks squished in it, like, ugh. It's like, you know, I'm the 100th person to fucking.
What did they have? They had kinetic sand.
At the house in Vancouver? Like, or, oh, no, Brookstone. No.
Brookstone, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tons of shit out of, like,
different kinds of wine openers.
Out of the, like, the Sky Mall catalog you get on the airplane.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Find that shit at Brookstone. Where you probably have to have, like, a couple of pops in you before you'd be willing to spend, like, $300 on a neat globe that lights up weird or something.
Yeah, it's something nobody would ever need. No human should buy that.
Yeah.
But if you just, like, looking for a gift and you have extra money, okay.
There's a lot of weird shit in there for somebody you don't know what to get. Like, I don't know what to get this guy. You find, like, some weird item. It's kind of expensive. Okay. Oh, here was the one. This is from NT Arsenal. Howdy, you guys may be going down to Austin, Texas just in time to catch the serial bomber. Perhaps Turdak can use his magical dinner guessing powers to solve the case. Regards, NT Arsenal. And he says, P.S. Finn, how is your dog doing after his snip snip in the cone of shame? He's doing good.
As the taco?
Huh?
Tacos?
No.
Okay.
Oh, for dinner?
I had to think for a second.
Okay, I was weirded out too for a minute. I was like, where if I miss that, you know, I'm spaced out, but Esta Tacos doesn't make sense to me.
No, I knew what it meant. I just couldn't remember what I had.
What did you have? Oh, wait a minute. You had a, go ahead.
You want me to tell you?
I mean, the only backup I have is burger, but, it's not tacos and burgers and sausage and chicken wings and leftover noodles. I don't know what it could be.
None of those things. None of those.
Like a chicken and broccoli. You had leftover chicken and broccoli, like some homemade.
No, it was takeout, but that's pretty close. It was this spicy crispy chicken Chinese.
Red pepper crispy chicken.
Red pepper, yeah.
Red pepper?
Yeah, red pepper.
What's the side? Don't say broccoli.
Like, there's nothing else in there. Fried. I mean, there's some onions, there's the red peppers, there's some, like, green
onions. Slow cooker.
Scallions, whatever. But then I had fried rice and
spring rolls.
Oh, I got it.
Unstoppable.
I don't know how I can do any better than what I do.
I think I said what I had for dinner, so mine's out of the question.
Taquitos?
No.
Salmon.
Nope.
A live lobster.
No, I wish. I just guzzle it down.
Was it fast food?
Nope. I can't leave the house, you know. I haven't left the house since Wednesday.
Did you make some kind of wrap?
No, I did not. It's kind of a tough one because it's not, I don't know. It's not that tough.
Lasagna? Was it frozen?
No.
I don't remember what she said.
Not frozen.
Maybe I didn't say it. I don't know.
Not frozen. Did it have lettuce?
Nope.
No lettuce. So it's not frozen. No lettuce. Not. It's not frozen. It's not frozen?
No, it's not frozen. So hard for him to believe that it's not frozen.
No, I believe it. I just want to know. Before I go down a path.
Right.
Did it have bread?
No, it did not have bread.
Oh, God. Hold on. Brr.
Get in the zone. Auto zone.
I don't have any weed, but
I have weed. How do you like them apples?
No bread. No lettuce.
It's so basic to, you know, it's super basic. You might be even stepping over it thinking it's something more complicated.
Soup.
No.
It's not something like meatloaf.
Nope.
Bro. I just want to cancel this out.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll tell you what it is.
Tell me.
Bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs. And it was a delight. That's why I was saying it was so. It's something so simple that you get a pattern going, you can make bacon and eggs pretty quick. Now we stopped the whole show. Bacon and eggs. Did I say? Yeah, my dog's doing well now after his snip, sip, and cone of shame.
Cone's out.
Cone's off. He's way happier. He's happy. He wasn't happy before. Could tell. He's pissed. He's happy. He's, bouncing around. Loves toys, dude. The fucking dog loves every toy he gets. He doesn't destroy them. He has like a little bucket. All of his toys go in, and he'll go in there and pick different ones out. He's like, this one today. And he's got like this one, and he's running around with it.
You know, life can't be all joy.
I taught him that. Basically what I took something innocent and perfect and just completely innocent in the world and said, I'm going to take your fucking balls off, bitch. Cut your balls off. Then make you wear a cone where you can't touch anything for a week and a half.
I think most men would be probably happier with no balls. In the long run.
Maybe.
That's interesting.
Interesting theory. If you were put into a world where you didn't know the difference.
If I didn't have to think about sex, I could get a lot of shit done. You know what I mean?
I'm with you there. It's everything, though. It's like sex, it's aggression, it's a lot of things. All tied up in there.
It's fucked up.
There's still time left. Could still have the perfect life.
No, but it can't just do me. I got to do everybody.
No. Let's just take you down there. I'll take you down there.
No, you got to take us all down there.
Let me see.
I'll just do it with a fucking cattle prod.
Cattle prod?
Sear him off.
You wouldn't be able to sear him, but you might be able to shock him until they don't work anymore.
Like red hot scissors.
The way they do it is they just cut a little slit and they go in there and get them out. And then it's just an empty pouch. That seems to be the best way.
Good lord.
You can go get a snip snip.
I'm not.
You sided completely against it?
I'm going to try and have another set.
Have another set?
Yeah, some more babies all around the town.
Part that scares me there is all around the town.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And I am a little afraid.
I mean, he's a little more turd-ad in this world.
Telling the truth here.
A little less everyone else.
turd hat, all around the town. Hey, there's another one. Like, just little... running around.
Yeah, a little lollipop. that kid has a giant head.
It's like, clearly we know who that kid belongs to. Reminds me of the Purple People, because there'd be a bunch of kids rolling out of there that went to grade school with me, you know, and they all look kind of alike. You know, you kind of just tell. It's like there's one guy in there just banging everybody and having like 19 kids that all look kind of the same. So. Alternator's in here. Is there a game tonight? No. Oh, God. I was going to call in.
I almost made one. It just didn't feel like it.
Adonis says he's working on one.
I have one about, like, good rap. 80s old school rap.
Okay. Keep that in the mix. We'll have some more coming in. Tonight was a little weird because I wasn't even sure. I still feel pretty good. I'm just saying I wasn't sure how I'd do sitting this long. But I'm kind of comfortable. Judge Omni said, here's a link to the story I thought you could talk about on the show. It's about DNA testing stuff. Because now you and I did our, you know, we sent our shit in. So the story he sent in, I'll put it in the chat, is kind of a, like, now they got your DNA.
I don't care.
Now they can do shit to you kind of thing.
Clone me.
I don't care either, honestly. Here it says, experts warn DNA testing kits could put your genetic information in the wrong hands. This is out of Madison, Wisconsin, Esta. Let's see. I'm just trying to plow through this because they just start off saying they use your saliva. University of Wisconsin biochemistry professor Michael Cox warns in the future that information could be used to deny access to health insurance, to life insurance, even to employment. So how it's used and who it can have access to it is a real concern. So that's the long and the short of it. It says, if you've had genetic testing that might have implications for your health, they can ask you about that. And if you're you are legally obligated to provide it to them, or if you don't provide and you knew that it can forge your insurance later on, basically they're saying now you're on the hook if you know that there's shit wrong with you. Two things about that. Number one, I did not opt in and pay extra to find out the health stuff. So mine's not been tested for that. I don't know about yours, D-Hat.
Same. I did not opt in for that shit. But I would.
It wouldn't bother me. I think, first of all, if any of this is coming to pass, it's probably going to be after I'm dead, where they're using this info to, you know, like some whatever futuristic thing.
Frankly, dude, I want to fight a version of me. You know, do whatever it takes. Bring what you got. I want to fight it. Can you play that link I put in the chat?
Let me see. I was reading this thing in the chat.
Just loud as you can.
Let me see what this is.
It is Hitman.
Yeah. That? You want that?
Yeah. That song, you can't beat it.
Try and get through a wedding without hearing that shit played at least once.
Dude.
Reminds me of Elf now.
Me too, when they're doing the little...
the mailroom?
Yeah, the mailroom.
Anyway,
he's like, no one understands me.
What I wanted to get to about the genetic testing thing was, I'd be way more nervous to have all your shit out on Facebook than on this genetic site. Because those are the fuckers that are selling your ass right now for whatever they can get. The genetic testing thing, that doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. The bottom line is, your shit's out there. They're going to sell your shit. And they're going to manipulate it, maybe. The best of the best will figure out a way to advertise to you.
Sure.
To make you angry, to make you sad, or whatever it is. You just got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
You know? Stop worrying about who has your shit, because they got it. It's too late.
Well, for me, it's like the genetic testing thing. I gave them that, and I knew what I was getting, and I opted in or out of whatever I felt like opting in or out of. And past that, okay, if they're doing something shady, whatever. The Facebook thing is, like, every day you're just fucking offering everything. And, you know, that's on your own accord. like constantly you're just adding more shit about you that they can collect and sell and whatever. So to me, I don't know. I'm way more, I'm not on Facebook and I'm not planning on it. And there's no way I would ever do it just because of all that shit. I don't want it. Genetic thing. It's like, what are you going to do? I don't know what you're going to get out of that. Go nuts.
I mean, I could see, like, if you're at high risk for certain diseases and your employer gets wind of it and fires you because they don't want to pay for it.
Well,
could be a big deal, but yeah.
It's, you're right, except I think it all comes down to like how that information is handled. And there's so many people on there. If it ever came to pass that they found out people were denying people based on stuff they learned from that, I'm sure there would be a huge outrage and all kinds of class action lawsuits and whatever.
Of course, what's going to be done about it?
They're more likely to go after you.
Recent climate isn't very, I don't know.
I think they're more apt to find shit on Facebook than they are on that, is all I'm saying.
They'll study how long we care, and then they'll study how long, you know, they can wait a week, and then we are on to something else. They can study everything.
Yeah.
Okay, but whoop, there it is.
I'm not whooping, there it is again.
Come on, I love that song.
Upside down and inside out, I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time to get on the mic and make this party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, yeah it is. Let me hear you say,
that's all.
Who's not dancing? Who's not dancing?
That's all you get.
Oh, that's a great song. Oh God, that makes me want to party.
That makes me want to party when it's real late and I'm already drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make me want to party now, but if I had half a dozen drinks in me, that would make me more apt to keep partying.
No,
that's all. I'm not sitting here sober, just going like, yeah, dude, whoop, there it is. You know, where's the booze?
Is that what you're doing, is sitting here sober?
Yeah, you got nothing in me. I can't drink on this stuff, man. I got cocktails of pills going through my liver, blasting my liver with Delta rays. Shit. I got my pills and I got my weed out. That's what I got here.
Well, call me when you want to play Whoop, There It Is.
I just played it twice.
I'm just saying, call me then.
Oh, I see.
I'm on a party.
Six beers in, call me. Because if you pick up your phone and you answer your phone like, hello, Fen, what's going on? And this is what you hear.
Yeah.
Then I just hang up and I just send you a fucking text message with an address on it. And that's it.
I'll go there.
And then you show up. Address. You just go to that.
Yeah, dude. Fucking fat.
Go to that fucking address immediately. Let's see. Doofus sent me a story about Bob Uecker being bit by a recluse spider.
Hmm.
It was just, the only reason it was interesting is just because Bob Uecker's in Estes neck of the woods. And Turdat loves, you know, spider stories, recluse spiders.
He's like super close in my neck.
Yeah. But he was in his backyard replacing a burnt out bulb and he had a pair of shorts on. And he said he got bit by a spider, but he didn't know it. He says, I didn't even feel it bite me. Next day I had a red mark on my leg and it kept getting bigger. I kept trying to take care of it by myself, but it kept getting worse. On the fourth day, Uecker went in to see his doctor for some regularly scheduled blood work, showed him the ugly growing wound on his left leg near the knee, and the doctor said, you need to go to the hospital. That is a brown recluse spider bite. That's bad. And Uecker says he knew right away that he was fucked up. Next thing he knew, he was having surgery, Doctor had to cut away the infected flesh at the site of the bite, which left untreated would result in necrosis and other painful, dangerous side effects. Surgical site was kept open afterwards that has to heal from the inside out, so they leave it open, Euchre says. It took 5 weeks to heal that shit. But spider bite. That's, where'd my spider bite go?
I know, like, a lot of people only know him from, like, whatever that TV show is.
Fastball.
And, like, Major League.
Yeah.
Yeah, Major League.
He's kind of like our Harry Carey as well.
Yeah, hasn't he been the announcers for the Brewers for forever?
Yeah, for a long, long time.
Yeah. I heard a couple of stories with him that were all from like Howard Stern guys, like Artie Lang used to hang out with him. Also, Norm Macdonald hung out with him. They said he's the filthiest guy in real life, like so filthy. And they told a bunch of good stories about him. If you ever want to YouTube up those, they're pretty funny. Won't go into him here. But just like every other word out of his mouth, just like cock and fuck. And he would announce games that way. Like, they have the little mute button. And he would announce games where, like, put his hand on the mute button and just be like, fuck, cock sucker. Let's see. Oh, this is just a throwaway thing. Frack, you posted, I don't know, you probably saw it. There's two chicks at some sort of sporting event, and, you know, the camera's on them. And they're just eating mayo out of the jar. You see that?
I did.
I have the audio clip, but it is what you think it is. Yeah. Come on.
One of the real treats you can get at the Golden One Center, a jar of mayonnaise. Share with your friends. Why not? I'm pretty convinced that's not mayonnaise. If it is, I don't know where.
I don't know if it was either. That's where it cut off, but. It would look like a big jar of mayo, but they look like they're kind of mugging for the camera, like dipping a spoon in and eating big spoonfuls out. So you think what you wish.
Yeah, it's for looks.
Yeah. You got the calls here.
I love mayonnaise, but I need a medium.
Oh, like something. Something for the mayonnaise to be on.
I've spooned a mayonnaise. Believe me. It's just not as good. You need anything. Something salty, something sweet, something bread. I don't care what it is. It could be a fucking pancake. But straight just doesn't work.
Well, I'm with you there. I like mayo and stuff, but I couldn't see dipping a spoonful out.
I can take mayo on almost anything.
Like sour cream, I could eat a little spoonful of sour cream. Not that does anything for me, but I could eat it. But mayo, I don't know.
I just take shredded lettuce and put mayo on it, and I eat it like a salad. I don't give a shit. Maybe sprinkle some pepper on it. But I don't. Well, you're not going to eat it straight. Straight is fine if that's all I got. I need some calories. Yeah, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
If I'm dying, if I'm on a fucking mountaintop. And I'm going to die? Yeah, I'll eat some mayonnaise. But no. No one needs it straight. You need something. I'll take anything.
Give me anything you got. And you could do that. A lot of things, but give me anything you got in your kitchen and I'll put mayo on it and eat it. Basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your jam. Susan Sprinkle says, my stepmom puts mayo on salad instead of dressing. There you go.
All of Europe does that. Ireland does that. They don't. Mayo is dressing.
Mayo salad dressing. Ireland. I know they dip fries in it.
Dip fries in it. That's all I dip fries in.
You're the one that turned me on to that. I don't do it on the regular, but like I remember seeing you dipping fries. I'm like, let me try that. And I didn't like glob on mayo, but a little bit of mayo on there. I'm like, okay, I could see this. I mean,
I don't touch ketchup. Ketchup's for chumps.
Um, Let's see. We just have three calls here. Rob Bapp called in the Dr. Birdshit for you. You know,
I thought Doofus was Dr. Birdshit.
I don't really understand what's going on here with this. Like, it's high concept. You know, you're Dr. Dogshit.
Dr. Dogshit's here. Let me fix you.
I'm not Dr. Dogshit.
Dr. Dogshit's here. Let me fix you.
Dr. Turdhat. I'm Dr. Turdhat.
Well, who's this guy?
Dr. Dogshit's here. Let me fix you.
I think Turdhat called Rob Dr. Birdshit at some point.
Is that what happened?
That's not true. No.
Yes. I know. I said I'm the one that came up with Dr. Dogshit. I called you Dr. Dogshit.
You don't like me. You don't like me diagnosing shit.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with that. No, I was laughing at how like wild some diagnosis or something was you're doing. I'm like, okay, Dr. Dogshit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My diagnosis is as good as any doctor.
And I don't remember where you chimed in with this.
Dr. Dogshit's here. He'll fix you.
But you did at one point.
Well, I was so leaning into the skid, probably.
Yeah. As any of us would do. And so now we got Rob Bapp calling in as Dr. Birdshit. Let's listen, because I'm as curious as you are. Here we go.
Hey, Vintage Crew, Rob Bapp 1 here, bringing you another Dr. Birdshit moment. He'll fix you. Hey, Turhat, I've been hearing you have some discoloration on your toenails. I would change your shoes to different shoes. Make sure you're changing your socks every day. And how about you take a fucking shower once in a while and wash your dirty feet? Rob Bapp 1 out.
I will take your advice. Dr. Dirtshit.
Dr. Birdshit.
I will take your advice, Dr. Birdshit, and try that. Hopefully that works out for me. Not that I asked for any advice.
Uh-huh.
From Dr. Birdshit.
You're getting unsolicited advice now. Unsolicited advice.
I will do that. I'll take a shower.
I love how his answer is like, change your shoes, change your socks every day, and wash your goddamn feet. Wash your feet. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. I don't like Dr. Birdshit. I hope I don't meet him.
Yeah, he's your fucking primary care physician, Dr. Birdshit. You walk in.
I'm going to punch him in the tooth.
You walk into the little, you're waiting in the little waiting room and the door opens and in walks Rob Bapp with a white fucking coat. Hello, I'm Dr. Birdshit. Hear about your feet.
You think he's plucking his head down like a fucking pigeon?
You got 20 feet.
Beautiful feet. This is bullshit. You know what this does? It negates my doctoring powers. It takes away from my Dr. Turdhat. Don't do that. I will help you.
Meow says, I don't like Dr. Birdshit either.
Yeah, Meow.
There you go. I kind of like him. I'm down, Dr. Birdshit.
I bet you are.
All right, moving on. Let's go to the hoodoo operator. Remember, he was the one that got the bidet originally, and he called in again about it this week. So here's your bidet call of the week.
Hey, VentChat crew. Hoodoo operator here. I'm calling in because on Monday, my fiance came home and told me that she had bought a bidet. Total coincidence. She had no idea that you guys were talking about bidets. But she was saying that there was a guy at her work, one of her coworkers, who was like all about bidets. He was talking about bidets a lot that day. It was just weird. And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, like we had kind of talked about one like a year ago, but never really, you know, did anything about it. And he was like, I have 6 bidets in my car right now, and I will sell you one right now. And so she just bought a bidet from this guy. She paid $15, incredibly cheap. And it's the Neo 185. So it's the same brand as the one that you link to on Amazon. But that one is the Neo 120. So this one is actually like a model or two, you know, higher end. And as far as I can tell, the only difference is that this one has 3 modes. It's got a self-cleaning mode, it's got a regular wash mode, and it's got a ladies wash mode. And I bet you can figure out what the ladies wash mode does. So I actually just installed it. I have not really tried it out yet, but I think I'm going to make another call towards the end of the week and give some more updates about what the experience is like. All right. See you guys later.
Thank you. There's a lot to unpackage in that call. First of all, his wife is out, has no idea he bought a bidet, or his fiance is out, excuse me. No idea he bought a bidet. She ends up talking to somebody at work about bidets. And that guy, that motherfucker says, I got 6 in my car. I'll sell you one. That's like, we got a better chance of winning Cheese Club than that happening.
That sounds creepy. I mean, I don't know. Watch out for that guy.
Yeah.
And your wife.
I got 6 bidets in my car. None of them have cameras in them. I'll sell you one for $15. Meanwhile, the guy's got a little fucking, you know, pencil head camera in his bidet sprayer so this guy can beep bop boop it to his computer. Oh yeah, and then he it just, yeah, that part seems weird. Then she brings home the bidet, and it's like a model or two above the one that we had looked at, which was I think like $35, so she got it for $15. That was super cheap. And it's got a what does it got? Self-cleaning mode, cleaning mode, and then women's mode on it. And he's like, I bet you know what that's for. But do you know what that's for?
Well, we only can guess it's for the vagina, but how is it going to wash a vagina?
Well, is he inferring? I'm trying to figure out what he's inferring. Like, I bet you can figure out that's made for. My first thought is like, well, it's for cleaning the women's, you know, it's for cleaning a vagina. But then I'm thinking, like, why would he say it that way? Like, I bet you can figure out what that thing's for. Like, now I'm thinking sexual things. Like, what? Like, is there some other thing that it's for? Like, what else would it be for? And why would you say it that way? So now I'm all, you know, discombobulated.
I know.
I need another call back from him. Yeah, Meow says, I wonder what women's cleaning mode is like. I don't know. But anyway, there's your bidet news, bidet call. Bidet. I'm not going to say bidet anymore.
Bidet. Yeah, you need someone to really lay into your vagina. And give you an orgasm, I think. It's probably not going to be me, but that's what you need.
Probably.
Now we'll just sit here in silence for about 10 minutes. I said bidet, sir. Bidet, mate. That's how they say it down under. Okay, last one I got. Rob reviews Giant Robot Movie 2. Pacific Rim, what was the Pacific Rim something?
Uprising?
Doesn't matter.
Pacific Rim Uprising. I mean, I saw the first one. Okay. shrug shoulders. I never was like that. I don't know. Some people were just like, oh my God, this movie is the best robot movie. And it is so good. I was never like that. I was like, all right, sci-fi movie, big robots smashing, you know, it's like Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla shit, whatever. It's okay. It was kind of funny in parts and shit. It was, you know, all right. No idea about two. And Turdot, you're saying you heard like, this is balls, like bad, stinks, smells.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Okay.
From a movie guy.
Oh, from an official movie guy?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Which official movie guy was it? Name started with an H?
No, Marshall Julius, I think.
Oh, yeah, I follow that guy, too.
Yeah, we follow each other, and he... Yeah.
Yeah,
a bald-headed British guy.
Yeah, I talk to that guy once in a while. He's all over it, too. He's got... I don't know. You look at his account and shit. So yeah. He said it was hot garbage, huh?
He did.
And Esther?
And this was early on, and I was... Almost, I was like, well, bro, let us... But, you know what? Thank you for telling me. Because I won't even waste my fucking time with that garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is not something I'm going to rush out to the theater to see, but... And Esther, have you heard anything about it?
Not really. I mean...
All right.
Just for the animals.
Now, what's Rob going to give it? Go ahead, whoever wants to go first.
Oh, boy. Rob. Who's Rob?
He's an enigma, that kid.
Turn probably a 5 or 6, so... He'll go 8.
Oh, shit.
Because this is his deal.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of in his wheelhouse.
Fuck, I was going to say 8, too, but I'll say 7.
All right, I'll go 6, because there's no way he's giving it a 9.
I don't know about that.
If he gives it a 9, you have to cut your pinky off, Turdot.
No, I... Okay, fine.
Here we go.
Get ready for Victor meets the Robot.
Jake. Your father always said he wanted you to be a pilot.
He said a lot of things. I'm not a hero like he was.
The kaiju. They're gonna come back. I'm not gonna be stuck waiting for someone else to come save my ass.
You know what else needs saving is this movie. Hi, everybody. This is Rob Babon here talking about Pacific Rim Uprising. Featuring John Boyega, Scott Eastwood, and a whole bunch of other people. This is the sequel to Guillermo del Toro's original Pacific Rim. He didn't direct it because he was working on Shape of Water at the time. And it definitely shows this is a totally different movie from what we got in the original. They expanded the world. We got a little bit more detail. But what they did with it wasn't very much. The only thing that was going on with this movie was John Boyega carrying this movie because he was about the only good thing about it. Yeah, we still see some, you know, giant robots fighting monsters and all. But story and character and they went down a direction that I didn't like. And... I think that, you know, they did a huge disservice, and they definitely catered to more of a foreign audience than a domestic audience, so it's probably going to do more money in Asia than it will here. But because of that, I'm going to give this movie...
How do you do, fellow kids?
What?
6 out of 10.
Oh, God.
And for the full review, check out cinemachatpodcast.com.
I'm Rob Bat One, and this has been another quick movie review.
Follow me on Twitter at Rob Bat One.
He's got some production on that one.
He's got the Moon Hooch song with your additions.
Yeah, with me, the Turdette screams over top of it. It's pretty great.
We should do that too, but now I want you to use my song instead of his song.
Oh, for the intro? Okay.
Yeah.
What happened here was Turdette always looks for an outro song, and Rob App 1 also sent me an outro song. So I texted Turdette. I'm like, I got an outro song. But Turdette had already sent me his by the time I texted him. So now we were going to use Rob's song, but now we're not, and we're going to use Turdette's song.
That's right.
Boy, did I ever walk into that 6. Because I probably would have been up with you guys with the 7 and the 8s.
I thought I saw them glowing on it. Honestly, I don't know.
Well,
that surprises me.
Yeah, it's twice now that I expected him to go high because it's an action movie and he didn't. So
yeah. It's got all kinds of facets.
I got a lot of respect for Rob App, honestly. Not you, Adonis. You are full retard.
Well, he went
4? Number 5?
Yes, but Rob App, something going on there. I think you're growing into your oats, and you got something.
Growing into your oats.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a saying somewhere that I don't know. You're growing right into your oats. But yeah, that surprises me. I'll have to look on, I bet you it's like even lower on Rotten Tomatoes or something. But okay. We'll use Turdette's song. We'll use Rob's next week. Okay, right?
Yeah, next week.
Okay. Hold on, let me get to this.
Thanks for tuning into VinChat. If you want to get in touch with these guys, you'll find them all on Twitter. Finn will be at VinChat. Esta is going to be at VinChat _Esta. Turdette is at Turdette2. Sauce will be at
Overdose of Sauce.
Send them some actual mail at P.O. Box 6654, Concord, California, 94520. Send your emails and audio attachments to vinchat@gmail.com. Call them on Skype, 925-246-2428. That's 925-246-CHAT.
All right. Anything you want to tell me about it, Turdette?
Nope.
All right. We'll catch you on the flip side, and we're out. All right. Just kidding. Here is...
That was a great song.
I was hoping to catch somebody with that. Here's... what Turdette sent me. Bad Moon City, Brain Robbers. So let's try this, and we will catch you on the flip side, and we're out.
A deadline in this sector for voluntary presentation at the experimental center is 6 o'clock in exactly 30 seconds. The hunters and exterminators.
I reach over attention, then it doesn't seem so lonely anymore.
We're waiting for it to finish because there's still like 20 more seconds on here. Okay, it's done.
It's a trick.
Yeah. No, I was down. I like it because no one came in with vocals over the top of it that sucked to wreck it. I'm always waiting for that.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
From like a Jimendo or something. It's like a lot of times with bands you hear on Jimendo, like live bands even, they'll be like, dude, these drums are good, this intro's good, guitar's good, everything's good, keyboards even are good, and you get, you know, 15-20 seconds in and in comes the shitty lead singer that fucks it all up, and you're like, god damn it, everyone should be pissed in this band. Like, how do we get this guy out of here? Someone's got to tell him, bro. Someone's got to tell him. And no one does. And all of a sudden, he's, you know, you have an album out. Either that, or he's the guy, or she's the guy with all the money. And everyone's like, okay, I'll play. You just fucking be bad. But I was down with that. Dirt Tough was throwing out stuff. Sounds like Necro. I guess there's, you know, I'm assuming there's people that he sounds like. Sounds like a lot of things to me, but. Some good beats in there.
All right.
Good drops. A little repetitive once it got into, you know, minute 2.5, but nothing terrible.
Yeah.
Could definitely hear somebody flowing over top of that that was good, you know, taking that and. Go, you know, throwing down some rhymes on top of it. My voice sound kind of, you know,
okay.
Froggy or broken up, kind of.
No.
Just feels like I've been sitting here since Wednesday and, like, not speaking to anyone. You know, and all of a sudden it's like, I haven't talked for 4 days.
No, you seem fine.
Good. Because I am fucked up. No, I'm actually pretty good now, but I was really foggy when I first started this. I'm still kind of fog. Girlish. Thank you, Dirt Tough. You I can ban. I can't ban Turdat.
Hey, you probably could.
Probably, but I would never do it. He says, or gargling someone's oats. How dare you? No, it sounds like it's a little weak. But surprised I made it this far. My back's kind of bothering me, but this kind of, you know, helps you forget. So,
what do they do to cover you when you're gone for a week?
Luckily. My plate was pretty clean this time when this happened. So it was like, you know, we'll make it. But like if we were crazy busy, it would have been a problem. And I'm not, you know, we would have maybe had to farm some work out or who knows what. But it might still be a few more days. I mean, you know, the doctor's like, we'll check Sunday. Well, surprise, today's Sunday now, you know. At least here, 12:06 a.m. And I can walk maybe like 20 paces before I can't walk anymore. So how that's going to be better by Monday morning, I don't know. But we'll see.
You got to do something about that, though.
This is what I am. I am doing something now. Like she put me on a whole cocktail of shit I've never been on before to try and fix it.
That's it, though? You can't get surgery or something?
No, not really. I mean, we're not to that serious.
You are. You are to that.
No, I am. But I'm saying when I've looked into it, it has not been something that was, you know, could potentially not help, potentially could be worse. So, but the shit that I'm on now, I start with one capsule per day. And then in 3 to 5 days, I take two. And then 3 to 5 days, I take three. And then 4, and then 5, and then 6, all the way up to 200. I mean, sorry, 12 a day, 200 per bottle, and I got 2 bottles. So I got 400 of these to take. And these are supposed to stop it. Like, stop it. Hmm. So, I've never had that before. So, we'll see. She went into this long, kind of pissed me off, actually, because when I got her on the phone, after dealing with Kaiser all day and I couldn't get anybody, I finally got her on. And I was basically, at that point, just ready to scream, get me drugs. You know, get me something. Because I'm fucked. And so, but, you know, I'm not going to do that with my doctor. So she starts going, rattling off these pills that I'm on now, the ones I just talked to you about, and how they work, and how this is new thing, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just lying there like, just shut up and get me pills. You know, like I didn't want to talk. I just wanted the things. But she got me through. So, and I'm not an opioid, what do they call it?
Junkie?
Well, junkie, but med seeker. There's some other term for that. I don't seek out.
It's a junkie.
Know. Yeah. Well, I'm not that. I'm not a big fan of opioids, but this time it was legit. Like I can feel, you know, when they're wearing off, like, oh, here comes my back again. But as soon as they're, you know, as soon as I'm done, I'm done. I don't want, I'm not interested in those things. That's scary. Opioids, getting addicted to that shit. You know, and I've known people that gotten hooked into that shit. It's just no go.
No, like it's bad.
Chasing a thing, you know, to eventually you're like on 50 pills a day. And you're like, how? Where do I get 50 more pills tomorrow? I can't even understand how that works.
But when do we go to Vegas? That was a half a dozen years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you're still dealing with this shit.
You're describing the other time. That's the only other time it was anywhere near that bad.
No, you couldn't walk on the cruise.
Not, yeah. I mean, it wasn't great. It hasn't been great, but there's only, you know, there isn't a lot that I could do about it, but I'm trying this now. I mean, the stuff that I'm doing is, you know, we'll see how it goes. Back stuff sucks, man. Like, I knew I was in the same boat, like, when I knew a guy in high school, and his dad's back was fucked, and he'd always talk about how it's bad and this and that, and, you know, to someone outside, and even me then, I'm just like, well, just fix it. Just, I mean, just go in and fix it. And it's like, it's not that easy. It's a lot.
I don't know. A lot going on
with that, and it's, I mean, millions of people around the world are going to be like, oh, yeah, I wish it was that easy. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, what can I do? Except go along. I mean, I've got a learned doctor telling me what to do. So, I'm following
their instructions. That's as good as it gets, yeah.
I'm following their instructions. That's all I can do. And it's like, if they tell me to slam, you know, 400 pills, I'm going to slam 400 pills. You know, that's exactly what it is. I mean, I've got one I got to take six times a day. One I got to take every 6 hours. And then one that I ramp up from 1 to 12 a day. And I got to keep track of that while I'm all maxed out on this fucking, you know, I'm brain fogged and I got to keep track of all that. So.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
We'll see how I am. And once I'm done with this giant regime of pills in like 2 weeks. And I'm on a steroid. I got a steroid I'm taking.
You know, what about back when you first got hit?
I didn't even, it never even occurred to me that anything could be this bad. You know,
I went into the hospital.
I mean, I went into the hospital and I got a shot of Demerol or something in my back and it pretty much, you know, it was bad, but it wasn't like, oh man, I'm going to be dealing with this in 20 years, you know?
No, but you should be able to go back to them. Like, hey, this actually jacked me.
I don't think I could get anything out of it. I've thought about it, but I mean, I don't even know if I have all the, you know, details on anymore, or if I could.
I bet you
should. I mean, I understand where you're coming from.
You could talk to a lawyer, maybe.
I understand where you're coming from. I just,
yeah.
Man, so long
ago. Because a lot of people get screwed. Like, oh, nothing wrong with me. I've been rear-ended before, and I was like, you okay? I'm okay. Let's go. But yeah, what if 6 months later, I was really hurt.
Yeah.
I'll be pissed.
Well, I'll tell you this. Like, I was in college. I didn't know any better. You know what I mean? I'm fucking 20 years old and I'm indestructible. I was like, oh, rear-ended. My back hurts. Go get a shot.
Right. You
know, I'm not thinking like, oh, 20 years later, I better know who this is in case.
Well, even now, if it's a tiny thing, like a pinched nerve.
Now, cut like to, nothing, well, but- listen to this. Now, cut to when I had to cancel the show like a month or two ago because I was in another car accident and I got a concussion. I got everybody's bullshit on that. You know what I mean? Like, I got fucking pictures of your ID. I got your insurance. I kept everything. So if anything else happens with that, I know. But I didn't. I wasn't thinking about that shit back then. But as a warning, you should, you know, if you're getting into something like that. But you just don't, you know. I didn't like lose a limb or I didn't lose a limb or something in the moment where I'm like, oh man, I'm fucked for life.
So, well, bro, but you have been, you know, limping for fucking a decade.
I know. What do you want? You know, I'm dealing with it the best I can. I mean, you can tell me that I need to do a lot of other shit, but you don't, you know.
I don't have anything. I don't have any suggestions.
I'm going by what, you know, I'm told to do, or, you know, the best course of treatment and all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I wish it wasn't true. I fucking texted you a picture of all the shit I'm on. But, yeah. Shit happens.
Sure does.
Not sure what else to say.
No, I mean, a lot of shit's out of control, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a perfect example. It wasn't, you know, I had nothing to do with that incident, but I took it. So, que sera, sera. Got my pills. Got my weed. Got my Esta. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Esta? What if Esta's a placebo? Or not a placebo, but...
it's not real.
Yeah, he's not even real. What if he's not here?
He's just a chat, like a really good chatbot, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Like some kid, chat, you know, there's a group of students at MIT, and he's actually been a project, like a running project for them.
That's fucked up. I feel sick just thinking about that.
Oh, I forgot to say thank you.
I feel almost going to cry. I almost started crying. Thinking Vesta was fake.
It would make me sad. I want to say thank you to X-Time Malcolm, who sent me a more leveled out
vacuum sealer.
Like it was coming through on one channel almost, like on, you know, not all the way, but it was like on the left side. And he evened it out and sent it to me just because he wanted to.
Vacuum sealer.
That's it.
That's it? That's what you did, X on Malcolm?
Yeah, and he did this. I crave skin rip, find a honey, get to dip it in, slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my, ooh, that's it, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done. That is juicy. Somebody ever asks you, where is it? You know?
Just where's what?
Whoop! There it is!
Yeah.
Next time Malcolm says, they don't make music like this anymore. They don't. That sure is right.
And even in Elf, they're like sharing a bottle of something, like some kind of rum. Him and this dude, like this shady dude in the fucking... you know, the mail room. And then all of a sudden they're doing the fucking I don't even know. It's like a Russian dance. You know?
Yeah, they're kicking their legs out and shit.
Yeah, they're kicking their legs up. And this guy's like, hell yeah. And everyone in the mailroom's all tweaked out. But like, what? Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah. Whoop There It is a sick song.
I barely remember that now. If I'm going to have to watch that again sometime.
Elf's great. I mean,
yeah. I like it.
Kids like it. I mean, anyone that, I mean, it's really good.
Yeah.
Start to finish, even with, what's her name? All the shit is pretty good.
What's her name?
Garofalo. Jenny Garofalo.
Trying to think who she is in that.
Me too.
The singer girl. She sings.
No, then that's
the main the main girl. That's Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jenny Garofalo.
It's like
old enough to be her mom.
2000s, 2000s Garofalo.
Yeah, I liked Jenny Garofalo back in the day. She's funny and shit. She was the waitress in Cable Guy when they're at the medieval times, where he's like,
yeah, that's right.
Doth bring me a cup of mead, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, dude, I got a lot of tables. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if I can deal with this shit.
It's a good, that is a good version of what going to a bar in Vegas is like, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, bro, come on.
We went to medieval times with our group of 30. And that basically was us, like, yeah, bring me a cup of mead. And then at the end, it's like, the guy comes over to take pictures with us. The maidens come over to take pictures with us. And I'm like, we got a huge suite upstairs. You gonna come up and party? You gotta come up. They're like, yeah, we'll be up there. We're coming up or whatever. We all roll in. It's, you know, these guys are just like, ugh. Every night.
Belgium, or who do we have? Brussels or something?
Hungary.
Yeah.
And our guy beat everybody in almost everything because we are so. Dude, you know,
he's in all the posters.
Yeah, he's like the number one guy, and it's like our whole section stands up and cheers. You know, there's kids there and shit. There's tons of kids, and our whole section is just standing up and cheering. And you just hear people yelling like, "Beat the shit out of him!" Like. Cut his fucking head off. Kids are like, why does my guy never win? It's like, because we have fucking 50 drunk idiots in the one section with the guy. And if we don't make him win, there's going to be a riot.
No, dude. We plowed barbecued chicken, like rotisserie chicken. And what was it? Cornbread and then meat and shit. You had like a six pack of Coronas.
Yeah, I bought a bucket of Coronas. I'm like, bring me that.
I swear it was morning time because I was giving you a hard time. Like, bro, you got to down a six pack right now?
No, it was evening. It was dinner time.
I know. We'd already done the fucking. I already beat everyone in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And then. Yeah.
Most people. I think you lost to somebody.
No, I didn't lose. I never lost.
To BGO.
No. As BGO.
Somebody.
Hedonis beat me one of
Hedonis,
three.
Hedonis, yeah.
One of three.
I don't remember what the math turned out, but.
Yeah. Add it up.
Add it up, it says. I think Jeanine Garofalo was adding those up for us that night. Zooey Deschanel. It was Hedonis, right? Yeah, BGO. No, but that was every waitress there was like, oh god, they're all drunk, so many, screaming,
so many weird fucking memories of that whole thing.
That trip.
Remember when I was laying next to you, Esta, and then Noelle comes in, but with her pants off and. I'm like, I am out of here, and I ran away. And
that was in the morning, I think.
Yeah, that was morning time.
And then Ben was in there doing whatever.
Which, that's where she came from. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, I think he told her, Ben was like, get out of here.
I was with somebody in the bedroom and she's hanging around in there. And I'm like, you gotta go. You gotta get out of here. And then she rolls out and rolls over to your room in her fucking underpants.
Just whatever's the next one. I was the next closest one.
And Turdette's just like, you gotta get out of here. Get out.
No, I just ran. I was like, yeah. Come on. I did a whole walk down the whole strip. Like, walked a mile, bought some cigarettes, just hung out. It was 7 in the morning or something.
Yeah, yeah. That was morning.
And I was like, well, nothing's open. I just got to sit here.
Vegas is weird.
And I just looked at Esta, and I was like, I got to go, bro. I don't know. What'd she do after that? Just pass out right there?
I have no fucking idea.
No, Esther would know.
I think she got dressed, but I don't
know. Esther's probably trying to pretend like he's asleep. He's like,
dude, we were both sitting there. Esther doesn't sleep for shit.
Yes.
I was about to go to bed. I was talking to Esther, I think. And then this chick comes in, like, fucking their pants off. Oh, my God. I gotta get out of here before something happens.
Yeah, that was an interesting trip. When the fucking cops came to the hotel room, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just like, why did I do this?
That's the first time I ever did Voltron.
Knock, knock, knock. Hello, Las Vegas Police. Las Vegas Police Department. It was fucked. Turned out okay.
No, it was good.
Yeah, it turned out great, actually. It was really great, but it was... There's a little couple bumps. That was a bump for me. It's like 50 people in there and the fucking cops roll in. Who's in charge? All fingers point over like that guy.
Bump, bump, bump.
All right. Then I got to come in and tell everybody we got to get out of there. The cop was
fucking center bar.
Yeah, it was fine.
We had food all over.
We had the whole thing catered. We had the whole thing catered in there. I'm not going to answer you, so don't bother.
Who's that?
Alternator.
Oh, yeah, don't answer.
He's going to keep calling. I got to turn off the ringer.
He wasn't even there.
No, he doesn't. He's got nothing. He wants to just come in here and do his alternator show. What was his show called again? Doesn't he do a show?
No.
Yeah, him and his brother, like me and another, or something like that.
Well, it makes sense.
It's something like that. Like me and my, Oh, let's see. I'm looking for whatever it is.
Oh, no. There's a new turd head. Optimistic turd head.
On Twitter?
Oh, as my face is all green. Come on.
On Twitter, this is.
Yeah.
This I gotta see. What kind of post?
I do look optimistic. It's his first post. Oh. Try a rainbow. It's a bunch of rainbow tweets. This isn't a new guy. He's been around. March 20th.
What's the name of the account? Optimistic?
Optimistic T-Hat.
Oh, yeah. I saw that pop up.
I was like, what is that? I didn't even look at it. And then all of a sudden, what?
Give me the exact, is there an underscore or something? I'm trying to get this right. Optimistic.
Optimistic. All eyes.
M-I-S-T-I-S, yeah?
Yeah.
O-P-O, O-P-T-O, M-I-S-T-I.
No, no. All eyes.
What?
O-P-T-I.
Spell it for me.
O-P-T-I.
MISTICTHAT.
I got it now. What the fuck?
First one I saw was Cheer Up Buttercup.
And the first one I saw was this one, All You Need Is Love.
Well, what, they're on right now.
Yeah, I saw it earlier, a couple days ago.
This was 9 minutes ago. They said, like this, listen to Finn, VenChat, Esta, and Turdette 2 now on VenChat Show at Twitch TV.
Why am I green?
It's one of you in the chat. I mean, it's one of these people in here.
I don't know why you're green.
And I'm probably guessing it's, let's see. I mean, if it's...
You know what the most fucked up part is? He's only following one guy, and it's Sauce. It better not be Sauce doing this.
You know it's gotta be him.
I don't think so. I think someone's smarter than Sauce. But maybe, who knows? Why is this rainbow picture every time? Freak out.
This is really weird. You gotta go.
Why
check
the
this
same
out.
Rainbow picture?
There's like a dozen tweets on here. And it's all the rainbow picture. And it's all inspiring words.
It's not even the shit I've said.
No. Well, this one, it says a trailer home is still a home.
I did not say that.
I know, but I'm just saying. What the fuck? I mean, whoever this is in the chat room. And for 4 days, they've been planning this.
Well, also this picture.
They wrote Cinema Chat is an entertaining and fun podcast on here. I think this is this X Not Malcolm?
That picture of me doesn't look familiar at all, except for maybe Lederhosen.
You're high as hell in that picture.
This is just reversed colors.
Easy, bro. Easy.
Look at your face.
I do look happy.
You look blasted. You look blasted.
And my right eye looks like it's going off to the side a little.
Yeah, it looks like your fucking right eye is trying to escape around the back of your head. You got your Lederhosen on. You got your Lederhosen on, and your right eye, your eyeballs couldn't be further pointing away from each other.
Well, I was looking at other things.
Oh, you are blasted in this picture.
Two things at the same time.
And
that's Ice Twitter's shirt that he gave me, but I sent it back to him.
XM Aqua says, that's the group pick at 8-bit. And it's not him, he says.
It's not me?
No, not. He's saying XM Malcolm himself is not Optimistic Turdette.
Who's this wad of hair on my left?
I don't know. But he says it's from the group pick at 8-bit. So it'll be that person. Which I think has got nothing.
How did my eye get so far separated? Both of them.
I'm telling you, it's trying to run away. It's like, this guy is a mess. I gotta get out of here. I'll meet you behind the shed. Wowee.
Oh god.
But when I hear that the last tweet was 13 minutes ago, there's no way it's not somebody that's not in here.
Why am I green?
Is that the biggest thing that bothers?
I think the colors are just reversed.
Okay.
So
sort of like backwards you, you know? Like,
you mean one button would do this to me?
Yeah, you can reverse the colors.
My eyes?
Not positive.
Well, I don't think they shopped your eyes.
You think the eyes did that naturally?
Here, it's a picture of you and me. Look, click on what X on Malcolm put up there.
That's your hair?
Look at the picture.
Hold on.
That's you and me in 8-bit.
No, maybe it's not in reverse color. But it is some weird... Oh, okay, I thought it might be Fenn's hair, too. But
you are.
How'd that look?
Hi.
Well, bro, it was late.
No, I know, I'm just saying. I never would have noticed until I saw the eye that was wandering around. by itself.
No. My eye doesn't wander around.
Hey, look at it. You got one eye concentrating on the meetup, and your fucking other eye is doing like stand-up comedy at a fucking place around the corner.
I must say that eye is off to the side.
It's out there.
I don't
there.
Know what it's happened there. Look at
it. It was out there.
What is that? What am I drinking? Looks like a vodka cranberry or something. I don't even drink that.
Alternator says, you guys are fucked up. I like you, but you're fucked up. Y-O-U-R. Good catch, XM Malcolm, on that picture.
If you see me looking at you like that...
You know what's going on inside your head. What's going on? This is what's going on, but inside your head. That's all your head's saying.
I was woke dead at ass.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I wonder what I was drinking right there. It looks good.
They had a bunch of those.
What were you looking at, Ben? You looking off the side all wise-like.
Yeah, that's my move.
That's a great picture. I want that for my wall. Except for my eye sticking off the side.
That could be fixed. We could repair that.
Yeah, let's fix it. But, you know,
our glasses are a little fogged up.
Yeah, on the right side there.
It's good, though. It's like you doing your wisdom thing, and I'm like, whoop, there it is.
You look so clearly like you found everything you were looking for that day, and now you got all of it. Everything you want is right there. It's not a care in the world.
See that no smoking sign on the left?
Yeah,
I get to smoking right there.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Somebody remind me, where'd we get Estafart from?
Estafart?
Yeah, it's a rank.
Never heard of it.
It's in there.
That's not acceptable.
At one point in our lives, we sat here and all said, Estafart. Yeah, that's a good idea. So it was in there somewhere. Hi, Dirt Tough.
Why'd you forget that? It's like two shows ago.
Huh? Do you remember Esta?
Yeah.
You do? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think your brain's a little addled.
It is a little. It's a lot addled. I'm very addled. Well, Turdad doesn't remember.
Well,
that's not surprising.
No one expects Turdad to remember.
That's a regular.
Yeah. He's blacked out about 20 minutes from now.
Okie dokie.